Vince Ferguson, president of Body Sculpt of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 23, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Roseanne Conway, a wellness and weight loss coach with 20 years experience in the medical field and 8 years experience in the wellness industry, educating her clients on how to live a healthy lifestyle. Roseanne will share success stories about her clients' weight loss and discuss the reason why obesity is more prevalent today than ever before and what she believes can be done immediately to reduce the effects of obesity among children and adults. Now, remember the words of Booker T. Washington, who said, "Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. Roseanne Conway is a wellness and weight loss coach with over 20 years experience in the medical field and 8 years experience educating clients on healthy lifestyles. Roseanne also does consulting for health professionals and fitness centers, implementing wellness programs and custom nutraceuticals for their patients and clients. I am pleased to have Roseanne on the phone. Hi, Roseanne. How are you?
I'm great, Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you. As you know, the mission of our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast is to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire our listeners towards living a healthy lifestyle. And one of the ways in which we do this is to bring in fitness and nutrition experts, our wellness coaches like yourself, and other professionals to share their expertise in this area. But before we get started down this road, let's hear more about you. Where did you grow up, Roseanne, and what were your interests as a child?
Okay, so I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia, and, you know, I've always loved fitness. Be honest with you, I've always loved children. Even as a young child, I knew I wanted to be a parent, so it was really that was a main focus for me. It's just my family, really.
Where did you go to school?
I went to high school at George Washington High School in, again, Northeast Philadelphia.
In the Pennsylvania area.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now what about your family? Any kids?
Yeah, I have 3 unbelievably children. I love them so much. My 2 boys are 14 and 16. And nice. My daughter will be 33 in another week. And
then 33.
She's blessed me with 3 grandchildren that are just the light of my life, honestly.
Oh, beautiful. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, prior to working in the wellness field, what type of work did you do?
Well, I worked in a hospital for almost 20 years now, maybe even a little bit over 20 years if I get my mind to calculate that, as a medical technologist. And when I was going to college, I actually bartended to get through college to make some money on the side.
What's the name of the hospital you worked at?
I worked at multiple hospitals. I worked at Lower Bucks Hospital, which is right down the street from where I live now in Levittown, Pennsylvania. And I worked at Cooper University Hospital, which is in Camden, New Jersey. And then some little hospitals in between, but they were my main ones that I worked at.
Okay, great. But now that we know something about you and your background, what made you decide to get into the health and wellness field, Roseanne?
It's always been a passion, Vincent. I love helping people through life just in general. But really, fitness has been such a passion in my own life, and I love to help people with it. And just coaching really just comes naturally to me, to be honest with you.
And this is something that you do full-time?
Yes, I do. Well, full-time on a part-time basis, if that makes any sense to you.
That sounds pretty good, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Full-time on a part-time basis.
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely.
Now, what is the name of your business?
My business is RoseanneUnplugged.com, and I have no E's in my name. I have to point that out because everyone spells my name incorrectly.
Of course. I would think it would be spelled R-O-S-A-N-N-E, but there's no E.
There's no E's. You know what, Vincent? I think my parents didn't know how to spell when they named me. I'm not really sure.
Really? Now, the name Roseanne Unplugged sounds intriguing. What does that mean?
Well, I just picture myself, if you could picture maybe somebody who was on a stage as a comedian and they say they're unplugged, you're getting the real upfront person, and I'm a very upfront and honest person, so I kind of just grasped that name, and I don't know, it kind of fits me a little bit.
Well, that sounds good, though. I think that that means to me that you're pretty honest with your assessments when it comes to dealing with your clients. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Sometimes maybe too honest, and people look at me like, wow, she's really upfront, but that's just the way I roll, I guess. It's who I am.
Right. Sometimes the truth hurts, yeah. But, you know, it's good to know the truth, please.
Certainly.
But now, have you noticed, I know I have, I know you have as well, but what do you attribute the fact that so many children today, not only children, but their parents as well, are so overweight and obese? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's such poor food choices, such sugar that's packed into our foods. The labeling is not easily read. And the lack of fitness. I just think the combination of everything is just, you know, we're a convenience-based society, and people just go for the convenience, and they're not educated enough to read the labels.
Okay, so you would say that nutrition is pretty important.
Oh, so important, absolutely.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say nutrition stands at?
Oh, gosh, I feel it's up there 9 and 10, absolutely. You are, you have to watch what you're putting in your mouth.
Well, most definitely. We at Body Sculpt and 6 Weeks of Fitness believe the same thing. We give nutrition at least an 8, but you can't do it alone. So nutrition and exercise, but nutrition is the key.
Definitely, yeah.
Really is. All right, so you're saying that sugar and high fructose corn syrup are partly to blame.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how I feel. All the research that I read about it, definitely we ingest, thousands of pounds of sugar every single day. And what people don't realize is they have to read those labels on the back, not just the labels for nutrition, but the actual ingredients to see if there's added sugar into whatever they're eating. Maybe it's a yogurt, compared to a plain yogurt, or a yogurt that has added sugar in addition to the natural sugars that's in the yogurt itself. And I also think a lot of people don't realize that a lot of breads and pastas and rice that they're eating are turning into sugar in their body.
And you're talking about the carbohydrates.
Definitely.
I think for most of us, carbs are definitely a problem.
Yes.
And we're talking about those simple carbs.
Yes. I deal with so many people who are definitely carbohydrate sensitive, and that's all they crave, because really, As you're growing up, if you didn't have a decent income, it was cheaper to eat carbs all the time.
Oh, most definitely. And I see that all the time here in New York City, in the, I would say, the underserved neighborhoods here in New York. A lot of the parents don't have a lot of money, but they do have enough to spend on the fast food restaurants,
right,
or the sweet products, which are cheaper, but you pay in the long run.
You sure do. But you know what? Those commercials really suck you in. They really entice you, to make you think that it's okay to eat that way.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we always say those companies, they're in business to make money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay? They don't care about your health.
No, they certainly don't. They just put the money.
Now, do you recommend any type of nutrition supplements to your clients?
I do. I work with a line called Isotonics, Vincent, and I've used it on my own family for the past 10 years. I absolutely love it. It has a unique delivery system, as it doesn't have to be broken down and digested into your system. It becomes the same osmotic pressure and pH balance as your body fluids are. So it's absorbed, 5 minutes per cap. Your absorption is about 90 to 95%. Because it doesn't have to be digested. It's already in the digestible form that your body needs. So I love those products, and I definitely recommend them to my clients.
And it's not toxic to the body?
No, absolutely not, no.
Excellent. Now, what about exercise, Roseanne? What do you think about exercise, and do you exercise, and if you do, how much?
Yeah, I love working out. Working out keeps my mind and my body healthy, to be honest with you. If I don't get to work out, I am grouchy, Vincent. I am not a happy person. I try to fit in 3 to 4 times a week at the gym, lifting weights, doing the BOSU, doing some boxing. But I also love to run on the open road. I love doing that. You know, it clears my mind. Yeah, I think it's such a huge component to, you know, to your wellness regimen.
Oh, most definitely. Now, does your family, do they follow your fitness advice as a wellness coach?
You know how that goes. Your family thinks you know nothing, right? some of them do. Thankfully, my daughter, you know, she is a very healthy cook for my grandchildren, so I'm very excited about that. You know, and my boys know how to read labels. They don't always listen, but they know when they're making the right choice as opposed to the wrong choice.
Oh, which is all you can ask,
yes.
You know, for right now.
Yeah.
And now let's talk about wellness coaching, because all my listeners, they pretty much know what a personal trainer is, because I'm a trainer.
Right.
And they know what a nutritionist's job is. Explain what a wellness coach does and how it differs from being a trainer or a nutritionist.
Okay. Well, wellness coach is really accountability. You know, when people hire me, they are hiring me to keep them accountable, to help them go through their food journaling, because that's a big part of my coaching. I have them make the commitment to themselves, and, you know, they are accountable to me in addition to themselves. And if they fall off, you know, we discuss it. It's just a big accountability. It really helps them to stay on track. You know, your percentages of succeeding with weight loss and just general health advances go up dramatically when you have your personal trainers and your health coaches.
Okay, so how often do they have to check in with you?
Well, I will definitely send out a daily text message to all of the people that I'm working with, and actually even people that I've worked with in the past. I kind of keep that accountability going, and I add them to the text messaging as well. We meet generally once a week, you know,
okay.
But sometimes we don't meet at all. Sometimes it's purely through the phone and through text messaging and through emails.
Oh, okay, because you mentioned texting and emails. Now, most personal trainers and nutritionists actually meet their clients personally in brick-and-mortar facilities. So you're telling me that your clients don't necessarily have to see you, per se.
They don't have to, but that has to be a certain type of an individual. They have to know that they are 100% committed, because they're not going to have the same accountability as the clients that I actually meet with on a weekly basis. So, you know, when I sit down to interview somebody and see, you know, how we're going to best work together, we go through all of that, you know, and we determine what will be the best success story for you, you know, and what is your commitment level, per se.
Okay. Now, what type of concerns or issues do most of your clients face, and why do they hire you to help them?
Well, a lot of them, again, it comes back to the accountability. A lot of them, you know, need to lose weight. So many people I deal with have challenges with their joints. And I'm sure, as you know, the weight that you lose in pounds, I heard an orthopedic surgeon talk one time, and he said, for every pound of body weight that you lose like 4 pounds of pressure off of your joints. So that's really substantial. You know, that can be a change in somebody's life when you take that pressure off their joints.
Oh, most definitely. So many people are going in for a knee surgery unnecessarily, really.
Right.
Because they have a large frame, and if they would just focus on losing the weight and becoming healthier, a lot of the joint pain would be gone.
Right. But as we said earlier in this conversation, we are a convenience, you know, society. And unfortunately, people go for, you know, those quick fixes, and it's really a shame that more people don't focus on, you know, health and nutrition and just getting out there and going to the gym and mowing the lawn and, you know, playing ball with your kids, and, you know, wish people would get back to that.
Exactly. We talk about that all the time here at 6 Weeks of Fitness. Now, could you share some success stories?
Sure. I was actually just with one of my clients today who's a very good friend of mine now. Oh my gosh, she lost, I want to say, 8% body fat.
Nice.
You know, she lost a lot of inches. I'm dealing with a married couple right now as we speak. And, you know, we measure and we do percentage of fat, percentage of water, and weight every 4 weeks. So we just did their measurements, all their stats, and they were a little discouraged when they got on the scale, Vincent. But I said, don't worry, we didn't take your measurements yet. So when we took their measurements, they had lost like 2 inches overall all over their body, 2 inches in their waist, 2 inches in their thighs, 2 inches in their hips. You know, so that's really where we're getting at. You know, don't look at that scale, I tell them. Put your scale away.
Yes.
The fat that you're losing. You know?
Oh, most definitely, Roseanne. I mean, we tell people all the time, you know, you can judge how well you're doing by how your clothes fit.
Absolutely, yep.
That's more of a true indicator. And to lose body fat percentage, that, again, is a true indicator of your health.
Definitely.
Okay?
Yep.
That body fat. Now, let's talk about the business of wellness coaching. Why is it growing so much today?
No, I think people, especially the baby boomers like myself, I'm in the end of the baby boomers. I think we don't want to look old. We don't want to feel old. And, you know, we really want to we want to stay younger for a longer time. And that requires staying healthy, staying physically fit.
Oh, most definitely. And I would imagine that people are willing to pay if that means that paying will help them to get reach those goals.
Some people will, some people won't. But I think most people will in this day and age, honestly. I'm getting a lot of people that are coming to me and asking for my assistance because they do need that accountability. They do need that start. They're not sure where to begin.
Right. And but how much time do, if you're coaching someone, how much time would you have to spend with that person to coach them?
If I'm doing classes during a week, I'm going to spend about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes with that person, and then a daily text message going out. And then if they have any concerns, let's say they're at the food store and they're reading a particular label and they want to, you know, ask me a question, they can absolutely call me or text me and I will get right back to them, especially through a text message. So they have me for 12 weeks.
Oh, about 12 weeks. Yes. That was my next question.
Yes.
Okay. It's a 12-week commitment.
Yes.
And at least once a week.
At least once a week, yeah. Except for the people who only want to deal through email and phone calls. And then we're still touching base once a week. It's just not in person.
Okay, that's doable. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything else you want to say about your wellness business before we move on?
Well, just know that it's a passion for me. I take each one of my clients individually. You're never a number with me. I become close to my clients. I want to make sure that you get the most out of our sessions together. So, you know, I really become close to people, and I'm just a big sap, you know, Vincent. So, you know, that's about it. I mean, I'd like to think of myself as a people person that really just wants to extend and help people.
It's excellent because I believe in that as well. We really want to help people and see them succeed, Roseanne. You know, because you don't have to be unhealthy today. You don't have to be overweight today. There are steps you can take to improve your health. And we're here to help our people do that, right?
Absolutely. Together,
exactly.
Again.
Yes. Now, if my listeners wanted to contact Roseanne, where should they go?
Well, my website is roseanneunplugged.com with no E's. It's all one word. They could also look up my Twitter account, which is at Roseanne Unplugged. They could also email me at roseanne@roseanneunplugged.com. And they can go to my Facebook, which is Healthy, Young, and Wealthy.
Wow, I like that. Healthy, Young, and Wealthy.
Yeah.
Explain that. How'd you come up with that?
Well, they're just things that I strive for in my life. I always want to be healthy. I want to stay as young and as fit as I possibly can. But I also want to have the cash in my pocket to do the things that go along with my new younger self.
The cash in your pocket. I love it. Exactly. Exactly. Your health is your wealth.
Yes, it is.
Roseanne, on behalf of Body Scope of New York 6 Weeks of Fitness program, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vincent.